League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
It's Friday.
Oh, boy.
You knew I had to say it.
I haven't heard you say that in a very long time.
Friday!
Yeah, okay, yep. Woo! It is Friday.
Everybody raise the roof.
Yay about Friday. Yes, yep. Okay, we got it.
It's Anna and Raven. They did a study, what people say makes the perfect Friday night. And, you know, I read the headline, I roll my eyes, I'm like, all right, let's see. And then I read it, and it was shockingly accurate.
Okay, what do you got?
All right. Done with work by 5:52 p.m.
Okay.
Well, that I didn't agree with. For me, if we can get out of here before noon on a Friday,
right.
That is a massive win.
11 o'clock is the target on a Friday.
Yeah. It never actually happens, but it's the target.
True.
Yeah. But in real people world, because we're like, you know, we go to work like 4 hours before everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of like their 5:52.
Yeah. It's the same thing.
Yep. Cheesecake for dessert. Again, I'm not 100% on board with that.
Yeah.
I'd rather have like some kind of peanut butter sundae, chocolate.
I don't know if I needed a decadent dessert, but okay.
Yep. Settle on the couch to binge watch 3 episodes of TV by 8:13 p.m.
Pretty good. Not a bad list. Done it a million times.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I'm more in line with like food, friends, some type of game. Like I like to be gambling or have
what?
Game night or something like that or
weird.
Something on or whatever.
27 minutes on social media. Okay. That's weird.
I don't need that.
A cocktail of some kind.
Yes.
A bubble bath.
Yes. Wait a minute. What?
Yes. Yeah, bubble bath. I haven't taken a bubble bath in ever,
yeah.
Actually, now that I think about it.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Never in your life.
No, I'm grossed out by tubs.
Yeah,
I mean, people stand there with their dirty feet and then I'm going to sit in it. I don't know.
I'm not a big fan of baths myself,
yeah.
But I mean, I have taken one in my lifetime.
Yes. And in bed by 10:56 p.m. Definitely.
Depends on, yeah, depends on the job, depends on the week, depends on what's coming up the next day.
This should also be retitled as, here's what makes a perfect Friday night if you are a middle-aged woman. That's what it should be renamed, because it's accurate. They found that 73% of people say they'd rather have a Friday night in than a Friday night out. And I think that's sad, right?
Yeah, well, my thing is like, I'd rather go out on Friday night than Saturday night because I'd rather have the other day to recover.
But I'm always
too
tired. To
do the lazy thing the day after.
To me, I feel like I'm always too tired on Friday nights to do anything of substance. And whenever I have like something big planned with my friends,
sure.
I stress about it all day because I'm like, am I going to be too tired tonight? Am I going to be too tired tonight?
Right.
Like an old lady. But for me, a perfect Friday night,
uh-huh.
And this is ridiculous, but we get out of work and I get home. And now that my husband is home, you know, like, you know, being at home.
Yeah.
I don't have to wait for him to get home from work anymore.
Sure.
So I say at about 3:43 in the afternoon when I think it's an acceptable time to have my first margarita. I go, let's go to our favorite margarita place, our favorite Mexican place.
Yeah.
And we go to our favorite Mexican place. We are usually the only people there, but I love it because I also have a toddler. So they let her run wild, which helps me out.
Totally fine.
2 margaritas, right?
Yep.
I eat my dinner. I go home. We're on the couch by 6 o'clock. To me, that is just a perfect Friday night.
You start the shows and then you pass out by 8:30.
At least.
In
like,
front of
that's
the,
it.
Now, do you the stay on the couch? He lets you sleep on the couch there while he watches a little bit more TV? How does
yeah.
it work?
So I fall asleep on the couch, and then usually around 11 o'clock, he'll be like, babe, go upstairs.
Right.
Go upstairs. And then I'll wake up in a panic. I'll be like, where's Hayden? Hayden's my older one.
Yeah.
And he'd be like, she's asleep. And
right.
I'm like, oh, okay.
Right. Everybody's in place.
Yep,
everybody's in place. I mean, it's not a bad plan. I do like to get out there and get after it earlier now myself, too, because same thing. At some point, I'm going to turn into a pumpkin. That's what my wife calls it.
Yeah.
Is I'm the pumpkin. I'm the carriage in Cinderella.
Yeah.
And she always calls me the pumpkin.
Okay.
And so I switch out. At some point, I just go, yep, I'm ready to go. And she's never ready to go. That's my wife.
Right,
never,
she always wants to party.
Ever ready to go.
Maybe if you lure her with a piece of cheesecake, then she'll come home.
I guess, you know what? I mean, maybe that's a better plan.
Yeah.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it, too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow and Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers. And Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Rakuten.com.